You guys, it's Stassi. Big day. Big day. Christina Kelly is here with me right now because she was the first person to ever do my podcast when I started it 9 years ago in March 2015. And because I'm doing this rebrand, this refresher, I'm like the only person, the only answer to be first is Christina Kelly. So like, OG, aww. OG shit right here. Let me just explain before we just like start talking. So I'm with Dear Media now, and I'm really excited about being there because everyone there is so fucking creative and fun and just like has like great ideas. And I love the vibe. Love the vibe. Okay. But there is no straight up anymore. I've been kind of talking about this on my podcast, like, you know, saying I'm kind of over it. Like podcasting, like I started it 9 years ago with this idea to just talk about things that I was interested in. And over time, I feel like, well, first of all, every fucking person has a podcast and it's become so formal and weird and just fully like interview-like. And I got bored of all of us just like, you know, all of us podcasters rotating the same guests and like, you know, interviewing people. I'm not Diane Sawyer. Like, who the fuck do I think I am interviewing people? Like, that's it's not my passion. It's not what I want to do. Now, I'm not saying that I will never have to do an interview again, because when there are things that I am obsessed with or into, like, you know, the human design thing, like I will 100% do another interview. Yeah. But for the most part, you guys, I am embracing the chaos. I am unstructuring the fuck out of this podcast. Sometimes I might even do solos, stream of consciousness. Who gives a fuck? Podcasting is not brain surgery. We don't need to take it seriously. We don't need to do sit downs and, you know, like prepare and like, let me, you know, interview someone. No. I want to talk about what I want to talk about. Conspiracy theories, fashion, aliens, period pieces, gold, wine,
beige. Well done.
You know,
that was
haunted houses.
Wow.
Ghosts.
We're still going. Okay.
Maybe, sure. Maybe children. Maybe. I don't know. It's about me, you guys. This is about me. And I'm viewing this podcast now as an extension of myself. The way that Instagram is an extension of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what this podcast is for me. So that's why I'm like, fuck the straight up. First of all, it's cheesy. And like, we came up with that when I was like 23 or 24. So like, no, like I'm over the kitschy, weird names. Straight up with Stassi. It's not the vibe anymore. You know what's the vibe? Just me.
Stassi
is the vibe. And also no one's done it before. So the next time you're talking to your friends who also listen to my podcast, you don't have to say, did you hear the latest Straight Up with Stassi episode? You're going to say, have you listened to Stassi lately?
I love that. I love that.
Jokes on everyone but me. So let's get into it and just talk
really
about.
This is really exciting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It feels exciting. Like this is what podcasting is supposed to feel like. This is the fun that I want to be having. And we didn't even get into a discussion yet about anything.
Yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, I feel the need to update about Kate Middleton. Okay. Because I did like last week, Christina, I did a full, like with Lo, deep dive Kate Middleton dates. Facts, lots of things. Like we were solving a case.
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously we heard the news on Friday, devastating fucking news that Kate Middleton has cancer. And so I feel like I want to just touch on that a little bit because I saw people DMing me being like, are you going to say something? I'm like, well, not on my Instagram stories. Like that's just weird. I'll save this for my podcast. Really sad.
Maybe they were thinking you were going to have like an emergency podcast like for it or something.
Which like I thought about it, but I had just microneedled my face, so I was in hiding and there was nothing I could do about it. I mean, I guess I could have just done an audio version, but it was the weekend, so like we don't have our nanny on the weekend, so there was no time for me to.
But people want to see the real Stassi microneedle.
No, they don't, because I look like a creature from the hills have eyes. I look like a creature from the hills have eyes.
I look like a bad sunburn.
You don't,
which everyone can relate to.
You don't get it. If you saw me in person, that photo is nothing. Okay, I look beast like. Okay, quasi fucking moto. Obviously it's really, really sad.
Yeah.
The Kate Middleton thing. I kind of feel like it goes along with the theory that I thought, where it's like that she was in surgery and there's a reason that, that she can't be seen right now. I thought it was maybe a colostomy bag or something like that, you know, but I'm like, that seems the most likely reason. I never thought cancer, but it was something health related where like she can't be seen.
Yeah.
Now, everyone who's like all of a sudden apologizing, I have an opinion about this. Lots of people are apologizing for doing podcasts or going down the rabbit hole of putting the timelines of things together, coming up with different theories. I don't understand why anyone's apologizing, because this is the thing. This is who should be apologizing. Okay. Kensington Palace for putting out fake fucking weird AI doctored photos that led us to believe something is wrong. If they hadn't have put out those photos and then the other paparazzi photo from the car that was so clearly also doctored.
Oh, the video.
And
right?
Then the video that was so weird.
Yeah.
Okay. If they didn't do those things, we all would have just remained normal.
Yeah.
Human beings.
Yeah.
Not questioning anything until Easter.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have been like doing this. People wouldn't have been out there making TikToks trying to figure things out. Like, it's Kensington Palace's fault. It's those aides, whoever made those decisions to put those photos out. It's because we care.
Yeah.
We care what happens to Kate Middleton. We care. So I'm not going to apologizing for caring about Kate Middleton's well-being.
Well, they just should have done it sooner. Why didn't they do it sooner?
Do what?
Why didn't they just come out and say, I don't think she needed to do a video. Now it got to that point where I feel like
because of the photos.
Yeah.
It's because of that.
But why didn't they just come out sooner and say the truth?
She said because they haven't fully, it took time for them to tell their children in a way that they understood. I completely understand that. Like, now I fully get why she hasn't said anything, but like, I'm not apologizing for caring about and trying to figure out where she was and if Saltburn was happening over at their fucking house. Do you know what I mean? I'm not apologizing for that because I cared. We weren't trolls hoping that like something bad was happening to her.
What about maybe the people that were like, she was getting like a butt job and getting work done and getting like a facelift and.
Oh, well, I never believed that. So
those people can apologize.
Yeah.
It's like to go that route.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess you can apologize for that. But like, I truly believe that the people who should be apologizing, the palace needs to put out a statement saying, I'm sorry, we started this. This is our fault.
They're like old traditional. Like that's always been the tradition is like, don't speak. Don't say anything. Don't comment.
Yeah, but they got to get with the times.
No, yeah, they do.
They fully need to get with the times. They need to fire the aides. Those aides are probably like 92 years old.
I just feel like they're so far removed from actual society that they don't even know half this. Like, they don't go on Instagram. They don't go. They have people telling them, hey, Kate, a lot of people, this is the concern. You know, like she got sat down and said, unfortunately, it's gotten to the point where you need to make a video because the entire world thinks.
There's this thing called TikTok.
Right now
seems like the right time to tell you about it. Like, and they're making videos.
Yes, Kate,
with TikTok. TikTok. How do British people say TikTok?
Probably TikTok. The way you just did.
TikTok. Hello.
Depends on what region.
Hello, TikTok. Yeah. TikTok. Okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Yeah. Yes, depends on the region.
Yeah.
Whoa. Am I having a stroke? What was that? Okay, we can put that to bed.
But you were right.
I think I was right. Yeah, I didn't. I mean,
which,
I.
Yeah. You just said, unfortunately, I feel like it's something to do with health. And with health. She's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you, though, that so you are my period piece girly.
Thank you.
I have a few, you know, Lo loves period pieces too. So I watched a new period piece this past weekend. You don't. There's no way you do. I feel like, so it's old. I hate when I come to this, to the podcast with like recommendations and like, they're like so old that it feels like they're not relevant.
That's good. It means we like passed it up somehow. Like, well, oh.
I mean, I go deep. I dive deep.
Yeah, I was gonna
and
say,
Amazon
how
Prime, you got to like really scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. Like the BBC Life, PBS Masterpiece,
BBC's
whatever the
good.
Fuck.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You have to like
wait,
really.
Do you know that beginning?
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
Yes, no.
Like, do you know the HBO one? And some people, that's theirs.
Yes. No, I agree with you.
Mine is
that's
that.
Me too. I could not agree more. Like, you know it's going to be.
I should get that as a ringtone on my phone.
You should. You.
I'm doing it as soon as we
if
end this
you
podcast.
Don't, yeah. I will. Because right now mine
that,
is Bridgerton.
I wish I didn't tell you. Is it really?
Yeah.
I wish I didn't tell you and I had my phone ring around you. You would have
I would have
lost
died.
Your mind.
I would have lost my mind.
Sorry, let me get that.
Let's hum it for people though, in case they don't know. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. You know it, but oh, that's do, it. Do, no.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
I can't believe you really know it.
Because I've been watching a lot while I was healing my face.
Wow.
Healing.
Is it a trumpet or what is that instrument?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Not,
like, it warms my heart. Like it's just.
It truly
it's
does.
Like I put River down.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
And like I have my favorite snack or whatever it is. And I just get into bed, like thick, cozy socks and that.
Yes. You
it.
And I, like that's, you know, we have so many differences, but like that is one place.
I feel like at our core though, it's like.
Yeah, for sure. But like,
yeah,
that is, we have that in.
It's elite.
It, yeah, I understand.
Like, try me, what's better?
Yeah. Like, true.
What's better?
True. Like, you know, when you hear that sound, you're about, shit's about to get lit.
Yeah.
It's about to be a great time.
Yeah. And I have no, if I'm on Instagram and I see people out doing things at events,
I don't
like,
care.
That
I don't,
sucks for you.
Yeah,
it sucks for you. You're not in this position right now
yeah.
where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is one of those. And it's a three part like series.
Okay.
It was just like three episodes. And it's with the Joan Froggatt from Downton Abbey, who plays Anna.
Okay.
From Downton Abbey.
So she must be super young.
It was from 2017, I'm pretty sure. And it's about like one of the first female serial killers. It was like really dark.
Interesting.
No, and I wanted to get your opinion
on it.
There's
no subtitles, is there?
No.
Okay.
It's called Dark Angel, which is like kind of annoying because like that's what the...
Well, see, I don't know if I would have clicked on this.
It's a dumb name.
Yeah.
It's a horrible name.
Okay.
Especially because there already is like, I think Jessica Alba was in a show like that was called Dark Angel or some shit. It's like dumb name. Dark Angel doesn't make you think PBS, BBC masterpiece.
Yes.
Doesn't make you think the song.
Okay. Dark Angel.
And it like really fucked with me, this show, because so it's about Marianne Cotton, who killed 11 of her 13 children and all of her husbands.
Oh.
So like it's like really good, but like and real and like the vibe, you know, set in like, you know, I think it was the late 1700s, I'm pretty sure.
So far you're not selling it.
But
so
like
keep going.
No, it made me realize like the same way that I can't watch murder documentaries anymore since becoming a mom.
Same. So this is exactly
I wanted to ask
anything with also anything murder kids, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I want to throw up.
Yeah.
Since becoming a mom, I'm not going to lie. Before I wasn't as affected.
No, I feel like people have associated me with murder documentaries for so long. And whenever someone asks me like, oh, have you seen this? Blah, blah, blah. They're like shook that I haven't seen it. I'm like, I can't do it anymore. Do I love horror? Yeah. Do I love spooky things? Yeah. Ghost stories, cemeteries, all that fucking shit, haunted houses, Halloween. But like, I can't watch murder documentaries anymore just because I have kids. And this Dark Angel show, watching her like arsenic all of her children and her husband's. Like, it was so dark and so cray cray. But like, I just had to tell you about it because it was a new one that I watched. But I don't know as a mom if you're capable of watching it.
Are you saying I should watch it or I shouldn't watch it?
I don't know. I wanted to get your thoughts on if you can watch those things now. So you
I have
can't.
A really hard time. Like, even when I hear stuff in the news and it's like, I think about it all day. Like, I look at River and it's like, I have a really, really hard time when it comes to especially that in children.
Okay. Maybe
but
this one is
the story.
The story like, is it's
is an, there a redemption or is like she just a psycho the whole time or is it like
I mean she
there
gets,
was like a twisted
she gets hanged which like it's the I'm not telling any
okay I was like,
I'm not giving it away
like, and
they show the noose like in the first scene of the first
okay so
episode
it's not really so much about this woman and her children
yes
it
and
is.
her husband's because she would collect the insurance money just to live and survive.
But so she gets hung the first episode.
No, they show her like the day of her execution and then they like go back in time.
Oh.
So like you know it when you're watching it.
Got
you don't have to worry
it.
About whether she's
okay.
Because I don't think I could handle it if I
got it.
But I also Wikipedia everything the whole entire time. Like it took me
you know, I'm gonna put this at the bottom of my list of like the shows.
Yeah.
And if I get desperate,
if you get desperate, just know that it's there.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
I also just started to rewatch Poldark again.
Oh.
Because did you watch that one?
Of course.
So I started watching it during COVID. And once he like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to just say what it is.
But also what's it about and when does it take place?
That also takes place.
I forget that people just.
Right
don't
after
know.
The.
We
yeah.
don't know.
Okay, Poldark, it's really good. I think like right after the American Revolution, because he's coming back from the American Revolution back to England, takes place in Cornwall, England, like a small seaside town. So late 1700s. And it's just like his life.
Yeah,
there,
and she
or
since then has been in ton
she's
of
been
stuff.
In, yeah, and she's
the main girl,
redhead, like Eleanor Tomlinson,
yeah.
whatever. So fucking gorgeous.
And he's so hot. So like the two of them.
I think
together.
He looks like Beau.
Beau, that's weird.
Beau younger.
That feels weird.
Beau younger.
That just got weird.
Beau younger. Like Beau's older now. Anyway.
Say you think Kurt Cobain's hot, and we'll be even.
Kurt Cobain can get it. I've never really thought about that Max kind of looks like
everyone,
Kurt Cobain.
Not everyone, but a lot of people get comments that he looks like Kurt Cobain. But
So I went back to I stopped watching it during COVID because he cheated on his wife and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fine with that in a story, of course, but this is our lead character. This is our stand up guy. This is the guy that has the morals, the principles, stands up for what's right. Like, you're telling me that he's going to go and betray his wife like that after everything that's gone down, after everything that they went through.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck you, Poldark.
It felt like they were at the writing table and they were like, hey, guys, I feel like we got to switch things up. Like, what should we do? And they're like, this will do it.
Yeah.
Like, why wasn't there someone in the room to be like, no.
You guys, no.
We have to think about this.
Yeah.
Because I thought the same watching
And the
it.
Way that he handled it
turned
him, like, into a super villain. And I'm like, you're supposed to be my main character. Fuck no.
Yeah.
So I stopped. So after I watched this murder show, I was like, this kid, or the woman who murdered her kids. I was like, what's left? Maybe I might as well just give it a shot again. I might as well try. It's been 4 years. I'm going to try. So I started rewatching Poldark again. And let me tell you, it was like a brand new show. I forgot every single thing that happened. It's like I was so triggered by him cheating on his wife that my brain actively like erased everything that I had seen.
Oh, I've watched movies halfway through and been like, I've seen this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Like halfway through.
That's what it felt like.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. I watched the whole beginning half like, this is such a good movie. And then all of a sudden a scene happened. I'm like, I've seen this movie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't remember anything and I'm really loving it. And so like, I'm back on the Poldark train.
How many?
But
there's
I know,
a lot of seasons, isn't there?
There's five. I got through, I think I'm on like season two. You guys don't understand. Like, I've been at home resting my fucking face.
Wait, why didn't you watch The New Look?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh,
God. It's great.
It's so good.
Isn't it so good?
It's great. I even started Feud. Not my normal period piece, but like.
What's Feud?
Truman Capote. It's like during the 60s, 70s. It's. I went back to Poldark. Okay. I wanted to be of the times because people are talking about Feud right now.
Well, I don't. Why do I not know about it? What network is it on?
Apple Plus.
I think so.
It's Apple Plus. Apple Plus. And you just got Apple Plus for Buccaneers.
Yeah,
remember?
Yep. I know. So, no, I have it.
So you have it now.
Yeah.
I cannot remember the last time I was over the moon excited about a reality show. And this is new for me right now. And I'm talking about Vanderpump Villa. Not joking, you guys. Yes. Lisa Vanderpump created a new show. It's going to be on Hulu April 1st. And like when I saw the teaser, my first thought was, did Lisa Vanderpump just create a show with me in mind, like as the perfect viewer? Because this is exactly the type of reality show I want to watch. I want to watch a staff, a group of like hot, opinionated people going to France in like this glorious chateau, this villa. It's Chateau Rosabelle. And all the things that go on with this staff, like whether they're, you know, actually working and like having the VIP guests come in or they're playing or they're dating each other, like all that stuff. Like I want to see that in a French setting. I mean, come on. We all know that I'm obsessed with France. I'm obsessed with that vibe. I'm obsessed with like that old world charm. And like, that's what we're going to get. This like opulent French like background, this setting for this show. It's brilliant. And I just don't know why I wasn't sent an advanced copy. Like, help a girl out. Help me out. I deserve that. It's giving like modern day Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey meets the Kardashians in France. Anyway, I'm ridiculously excited to watch it. And if you are interested, you should check it out on Hulu. It's premiering on April 1st. So watch Vanderpump Villa premiering April 1st only on Hulu. The way that I quite literally live off of Factor meals at this point is insane. Like it has literally, it's become a daily thing. Okay. Let's get into it. Factor meals, they're ready to eat meals, but this is what I love. They're fresh. They're never frozen. Okay. This isn't a frozen dinner. This is a fresh meal that is chef crafted. It's dietitian approved. So like everything is around like, you know, 500 calories or less. It's like healthy for you, tastes delicious, and they come fresh in an insulated box to your door. And then you just put them in your refrigerator, take them out when you want to eat them and microwave them for 2 minutes. And you have a full-blown healthy meal. And they also have different options, like the ones that I get were around like 500 calories. But if you are looking to cut back on calories or, you know, you have a different type of diet, they have Calorie Smart, they have Protein Plus, they have Keto. And there are more than 60 add-ons to help you just like stay fueled and keep going all day long. Because this, like, I don't like cooking. I've said this over and over again. I don't like it at all. So this is my way of life. Factor meals are my way of life. Now, if this is your first time, let me recommend my two faves, okay? My two faves, sun-dried tomato chicken. Seriously, I could eat that one literally twice a day and not get sick of it. And the Nona's Bolognese. So if you're going to start out and you haven't had those, you must get those, okay? So head to factormeals.com/Stassi50 and use code Stassi50 to get 50% off. That's code Stassi50 at factormeals.com/Stassi50 to get 50% off. But all of this period piece watching made me want to ask you, let's talk about this.
Okay.
If you could go back in any time period.
Okay.
And I mean, like, be specific.
Okay.
Location, all that stuff. And you'll be safe. Okay. In this scenario, you're safe. And you get to go back for a week. Okay. 1 week, you're safe. You won't be killed. So you don't have to be like, well, no, I wouldn't go back to this time because, like, I'd be killed or something like that. Any time period and location, where do you think? I think about this all the time. Like, it stresses me out how much I think about this because I can't fully settle on the right answer. What would you choose?
It's hard for me to choose exactly like 19, da-da-da, or like this.
Well, you don't have to give me the fucking exact year.
Well, I could tell you more like movies. Like this era, like what was that?
I have a feeling I know what you're going to, I have a feeling I know what you're going to choose.
Can I come back as someone who would do that? I feel like that. Who would
no,
you, just
that's not my scenario.
What kind of person am I if I come back though?
You can,
like, because if I'm a peasant, like, no,
you can be whoever you want to be. You can be whoever you want to be.
Okay. So, you know, I'm obsessed with the Duchess. Uh-huh. So what century would that be?
That was the late 1700s as well.
Oh my God. It's so long ago.
Georgiana, Duchess Georgiana Spencer. Do you know that she's related to Princess Diana?
No.
Diana comes from the Spencer family. So that's her ancestor. I feel like a historian.
Wow.
What the fuck? Geez. Y'all, what is wrong with me?
Is that aligned with like Pride and Prejudice time too?
No. Pride and Prejudice
is further back.
Is, I would say after, it's after that.
Yeah, 1800s.
It's after that. It's before the Victorian period. It's the Edwardian period. So it's like after what you're talking about. Before the Victorian period. You know how I always think about it? It's when they weren't really wearing corsets the way we normally see them. I think of it in terms of dresses. Like I that's how I know which time period something is, based on what their dresses looked like. That's like the only way my brain knows how to remember things.
Maybe Victorian then.
Victorian?
Wait, yeah. Wouldn't that be? Oh,
no.
Okay. That's ahead.
The Regency era is like Pride and Prejudice, the Edwardian Regency era.
Yeah,
Regency, it goes kind of like Baroque vibes, like in the late 1700s. Then it goes to Regency. Then it goes to Victorian. Edwardian might be after Victorian, actually.
Yeah, I want to go way back.
I only see that Regency is followed by Victorian. I don't know where
Edwardian's after Victorian, I'm pretty sure. I'm correct. I'll continue as if I'm right, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay,
because I don't need people screaming at their like phones or their cars being like, you dumb bitch.
But also like when they were rebuilding, like New York was being
the Gilded Age.
That's fun. So I either would go far back.
No, you got to choose. And we're really going to discuss gun to head. You have 1 week that you get to go spend today.
Okay. Now that I thought more about it, I think I'd go where they're getting a little more progressive, because too far back would be like,
I told you that you're
safe. What are we eating? No, but like,
yeah, what are
food?
You eating? Yeah.
Like that would be like,
what are you eating? So pick a choice.
And also is mainly what they're wearing, how they're doing their hair. Duchess, maybe not, because they were doing a little bit of that like white powdered big hair, and that's just
and that just
not the
wouldn't
vibe.
Look good on you.
No, that's not the vibe.
So what would you choose?
Yeah, maybe more towards Gilded then, where like things were up and coming and fun, and the dress was still cool, and they were having balls and
turn
the
of
energy,
the century.
The energy was like, wow, new is happening, and people were
holy
inventing
shit. There's
things,
a light bulb.
And, yes, that's fun, and like, oh, let's take the railroad.
Okay.
That could be.
I like this answer for you. Now let's get into it. You get to go back. So for a week, you get to go back. Like, imagine what your life would be like. Like
difficult.
You would,
it would be so difficult.
Like, what do you think you would eat for breakfast?
Yeah. I'd play it safe, but I'd have like really well fresh made butter, because you know they were doing that.
Yeah.
And like probably bread, because it was coming from like straight from a bakery. And that's the thing. Everything was fresh. It was from like a farm picked that morning.
Yeah, for sure. So like, what do you think you would do all day? Like you would have calling cards during that time. So you'd be like, I need to go call on someone. And then you'd take your card to that person's house and give it to the person who opened the door, the servant who opened the door. And then
I'd wear like
see
a
if
really,
your friend would take you in or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, do like a crazy dress, get the gloves on, like do the whole thing. Take a stroll around the park, call on someone, and walk around the park. I don't know. I probably wouldn't do anything crazy. I would just want to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's not why I'm going back.
What would you go back for? Like to see like someone's head get chopped off or something?
No, I don't want to witness.
Guillotine?
I don't want to witness anything like that. No.
What are you doing? Did they do all day? They literally like ate, got, they took them probably 2 hours to get dressed.
Do you think you would be one of the ladies who's like content to just like be chill and like you're from old money? Do you know what I mean? So like you just like you leisure all day long? Or do you think you would be more of like new money hustler who's like trying to break into society?
The first one for sure. You,
like I think the
like
opposite.
Gilded Age. You think I would be the opposite?
No, I think I would be the opposite. Yeah. Like I would 100% not be accepted, and I'm just like trying really hard to just like prove everyone wrong and be like, no, I'm gonna own you, bitches. I'm gonna own you.
And I'm the one who's like, I come from old money. Who
yeah.
are you?
Yeah. That's the vibe.
Well, that's Gilded Age for sure.
100%.
Yeah.
I panic when I think about what time period would I want
to? So what's yours?
Because I don't know that I have that I can.
You just made me pick gun to head.
Yeah,
in order.
Oh, you mean was I wrong?
No, I'm just gonna clarify.
Okay.
So Georgian is 1714 to 1820.
Okay.
Then Regency, 1820 to 1830. Then Victorian until 1901, and then Edwardian was only 10 years, 1901 to 1910.
Yeah. Okay. And then Titanic sunk.
And then Titanic.
And then that's how I think of things.
I think if you go too far back, it would just be too difficult.
I'm not sure because in this scenario, I'm safe. Like, I'm not worried about.
But do you have air conditioning?
Yeah, like you.
Well, this
wake
is something to
like,
discuss. Okay, I go between a couple of things.
Like, think about going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like,
no,
you,
I know
all of that. It's it would be difficult.
Okay, so like. Oh,
these period pieces don't show like the nitty gritty part of it. They show them like already dressed and walking around the park and like doing their thing. And
for sure. So like automatically my first instinct is Versailles during the 1700s. Do you know what I mean? Like that's that, or maybe even not the Marie Antoinette era. Maybe it's like the Sun King era, you know, like, but that's my first inclination to say that. But there is, you know, I love the clothes. I do like the big powdered hair. And powder the fuck out of my rosacea psoriasis face. Like, I'm happy to do that. Do not put me in a time period where makeup is seen as, like, low class.
Oh,
I need to be somewhere where my face is fucking made up, okay? Because without the makeup, no one wants me. No one's going to court me. No one's going to ask me to be like, can I be on your next dance card? No one's going to say that if I can't wear makeup. So like the makeup needs to be there. So you would think that it all aligns.
But you have to think about way back then, like what they were using for that makeup and putting on your face and like,
don't care. It's only a week of my life.
Imagine going to the bathroom with that crazy outfit.
So this is what makes
and
me
not
second
on
guess
a toilet.
My opinion.
You're not going to the bathroom
no,
on a toilet.
This is what makes me second guess my choice. The fact that they did not have toilets at Versailles and people peed and pooped in the corners of the room. Did you know that? Did you know this?
I mean, I didn't know that, but now it makes sense.
Facts. I'm not exaggerating one thing, okay? This grand fucking palace
right.
that we see, the Hall of Mirrors, all of that, it smelled like feces.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. They peed and pooped in the corners because they did not have bathrooms. They did not have
and
toilets.
Like you got to go. And it's just.
And you're in these big dresses. You just literally did it there.
And just to even get outside of that palace, it would mm-hmm. take.
Yeah. So like, I don't know that I could handle like, people. I already have pee fright in like, you know, in public bathrooms. Like how the fuck am I supposed to like, but even in a pool, in the ocean, I have pee fright.
Think about the cage around the dress, right? And then having to somehow in the shoes, somehow what you have to get completely out of it. Don't
no,
you?
You don't. You pee and it. Poo with your dress
so
on.
You lean down.
Mm-hmm. Squat
on what
in a corner,
a bucket. Let's just say
sometimes there were no buckets. They literally just did it in the corner of
so
a
you
room.
Just you walk by and
it was normal.
Nah, and they're just.
I'm like, yes, I'm not joking.
And then how are they wiping?
I guess they're not.
Are you guys so glad we've just changed it to Stassi? Because this is what we're talking about. This is what we used to talk about. This is like this was what we used to talk about.
But like,
we'd forget we were podcasting and all of a sudden be like, oh my God, we've been talking about going to the bathroom for like an hour.
I know. But like, this is serious stuff. Like, it would be my dream.
They wouldn't wipe, just a shake.
And what do you do with poo-poos in your butt?
It back down and just...
Everyone just had poo-poos in their booty. Like, how did people have sex back then? Like, there's no way that people gave blowjobs or like no one was like going down on girls because like no way. There's no cleanliness. Like how did people, I wonder this. Anytime I watch a period piece, I literally am like, the fact that we were able to procreate and we're still here, the fact that people were able to have sex with each other when they smelled so bad and they were so dirty. Like, how do they, against all odds, we made it here.
Think of like the Tudors, like how they showed those sex scenes. It's like, no.
No way.
No.
No. That's another time period that like interests me, but I don't think I would choose it. Or would I? I don't know. And then you think the Renaissance in Italy. Don't get me talking about the Medici again.
I'm going to stick to my like inventions, like light bulbs, but it was all exciting and new, but still, you know, like I'm going to stick with that. I feel really good actually with that. But we still had the clothes were still cool. The balls were happening. Like that was.
Yeah.
Did they have bathrooms?
I think they had just developed toilets. The rich people had toilets.
Yeah, I think so. So that does feel like a really good answer. You kind of get the best of both worlds.
Imagine going on a toilet for the first time and prior to like going in a corner or a bucket and being like, wait, what do you do?
Well, I think that there was some time between those things happening.
Like, what was the transition?
I think there were bathrooms with like a chamber pot, but like, you know, in between those, that time. Like it was a slow build up to the toilet.
Well, then what was like right before the flush? No, it was a bucket. It literally probably went from a bucket.
Yeah, but I think there was probably a private room that you could go to. It wasn't like at Versailles where like you were just like doing it in front of people.
Okay.
Do you want to know what Beau's answer was to this?
What?
I have never been so disappointed in my husband when he gave me the time period he wanted to go back to.
I feel like there couldn't be a time period. You see the coolness in all of them.
Just wait. Just let me tell you.
You can't really choose. I feel like you can't choose wrong.
Yeah, you can.
You can choose better.
You can choose wrong. Okay. You can. The 1950s.
Oh. What?
What?
Why?
What do you... Bo, what do you mean? I literally, like, that. What are you talking about, Bo?
That part that didn't even cross my mind.
No, like, no shit, because you're a normal person.
My original answer was 1700.
Yeah, no shit, because you're a normal person. I was like, Bo,
if you could go back in time, the 80s.
Like, no, what? For real. That's like what I choked. I literally was like, I don't know if we should be married.
How long did it take for him to answer that?
It was fairly quick.
But tell her why.
He's like, I loved the music.
Motown.
And the cars. And I'm like, I don't know you. And I don't know that we should be married anymore.
I want shock and awe. Like, I want a horse and carriage.
100%. Like, no, I want to experience something so incredibly different than what life is like, right now. The 1950s is still so recent that, like, it's too similar to what we have now. Like, what?
Yeah. Even some of the styles come back from, like, all of these. So it's like, no, I wouldn't. No.
Abso-fucking-lutely nuts.
And especially if you're safe. Like, yeah.
No, I was like, Bo, you don't want to go see, I don't know, Jesus? Like, you're Christian. Like, you know, you, like, pray and stuff a lot. So, like you wouldn't want to see that?
He's
like,
going to a concert.
He's going to drive his favorite car
to a concert and... He's gonna live his day. That's it.
Just so much disappointment. I felt so much disappointment.
I wasn't even thinking like 50s, 60s, 70s.
No, because you're normal.
That's interesting.
That's the thing, because you're normal. You guys, Way has done it again. I'm telling you, they did it again. We all know I'm obsessed with Way hair products. Like, I've been using the detox shampoo for forever now. The leave-in conditioner. Like, the leave-in conditioner is that's basically like my perfume at this point. Like, that's what I smell like. I am fully committed. The hair gloss, I extend my showers now. Every single one of them. 5 extra minutes because I have to put the hair gloss in my hair. I am addicted to Way products. And now, there's a new one. And it's an anti-frizz cream. And it lasts for up to 72 hours. And it's super lightweight, you guys. If you're somebody who's suffering from like frizzy hair, you need this. immediately. Okay. It also helps to reduce and repair split ends. So it's like, you know, quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And I've started using it and I just feel like no frizz whatsoever. Like, what kind of witchery are the way people doing in their labs to create the best products ever? Like, if you are wanting to like be a hair girly, get your hair like looking right, getting the best products, like the only answer is Whey products. Okay. So frizz free, up your schedule with Whey. Go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code Stassi for 15% off any product. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code Stassi. But let's get back to me and what I want for myself.
Stassi.
Stassi.
Because I need to settle on an answer. That's the point of this. Like, I need to finally just say, like, this is what I want. The Renaissance. In Italy. How amazing must that have been? And to like lay down, like the way that like their houses were, they just like, they had these like big atriums and with these square couches like everywhere. And the way that you would just like eat and hang out, everyone would just lie on the couches and eat and hang out with each other and like be rich, you know?
Yeah, that's the ideal day for me. Just like,
like that's also a vibe. And to be like, the Renaissance was just such a magical time to like fight for something.
I feel like I'm gonna drive home and be like, wait, why didn't I say like,
what about ancient Rome? Ancient Rome. They had toilets then.
I know.
And why did it take so long for people to come up with the toilet idea again?
Well, plumbing.
Yeah, but they did it. Ancient Rome did it. Before Jesus.
No.
Yes.
A flushing toilet?
No. Sewage system.
So not like flush. It's not like that, but like they had a sewage system
that just
where
like went down somewhere into like a small hole or something.
They had it figured out. Like ancient Rome was like clean as fuck and it was glorious. And they wore togas, but they figured out toilets. And then you got Versailles. Too. Building crazy stuff, wearing the best dresses, like jewelry that's insane, and they can't figure out a toilet? You know, I mean, no one stopped to think about
it? If I was showing up from there and being like, let's negotiate, and he was trying to tell me, you know, something, I just would be like, you guys are shitting in the corner. Drop the mic. Like, sorry. We're better than you. You literally just shat in the corner.
In the war room.
Yeah. Like that's that would be my
when
like
negotiating yeah. treaties and shit. Just yeah. be like, game over, you shit in front of us.
Like, bye.
Facts. No, like truly.
We win. Like, what could he say to that?
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe back then it wasn't, you know, that people didn't look down on you like, hey.
I wonder. No, like I really wonder. Yeah.
Like maybe smell wasn't as it was today. Like maybe if you were, like you were saying when you're intimate and stuff, maybe that just wasn't as.
Do you believe in past lives?
Sure. Yeah.
Is it? So sometimes I think that the reason why I love period pieces so much is because I might have had like a lot of them past lives.
Yeah.
Like I for sure think at some point I lived at Versailles. What I did there, I have no idea.
Stassi, when I watch these shows, like, I feel like I relate. That's weird. Like, I'm like...
No, I know. I feel like I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it.
Yes.
So, in a past life...
I don't know how I don't have an accent. I watch so many period pieces, like, throughout the... Seriously. Like, how do we not have accents? Because, you know, when you, like, move somewhere and you're influenced by it and you end up getting a little twang or, like, whatever? Like, how are we not walking around with...
The way we need to develop a half-ass accent and blame it on PBS.
No, and somebody's like, why are you talking like that? And we're like... Period pieces.
We watch a lot of period pieces.
But we say it like, duh.
Duh.
It's like being like, I've lived in Ireland for 10 years. Of course, like, I'm gonna have a little bit of an accent. Like, I watch period pieces all day. I hear that accent more than I hear American accents. Like,
truth. You know, I think that in a past life, if you were never like, I don't feel like you ever had to like go through trauma.
Me?
Or yeah. I don't know why. I just, because I think you're just such a good soul, and like I just can't see any of your past lives like something happening to you. Where like I feel like I 100% was like hanged or like guillotined or yeah. burnt at the stake.
But then that means you would have had to do something pretty terrible to get all no. of that.
No. Well, you watch enough period pieces to know that people are sent to the guillotine and hanged for no reason. People make shit up.
Like, but usually people
no.
are, I feel like,
all the witches that were burned at the Salem witch trials, do you think that they were really all witch?
No, but
are you
I
joking?
Feel like to get through a wrongfully tragedy accused. And things, you become a nicer, better soul because you've been through so much.
Oh, so you think you might have been the one?
Yeah, I think I went through it. And that's left me maybe just being a little bit more of a calmer person because I deserve this life. Like, do you know what I mean? When like, I tell myself all the time when I'm going, and by the way, I have a lot, everyone goes through things. So I have, there's tons of tragedy. No one's of perfect. Course. There's always stuff. So as much as I seem like a calm person, like I came from a not great background and you know, all my
okay.
history, but I think a lot of that conditions you to become a little bit more of like an observant person or a person who doesn't, you know, like I feel like you build that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm going through things, like say I'm this past year, you know, I'm had a lot of patience and I'm like, okay, like I feel like I'm being tested and I am going through all of this because there's something really good waiting for me like in the next year or two. Like I always believe in that. Like if a lot of bad things are happening, I'm like, good things are coming my way. There's a reason why all this bad stuff's happening.
And I always say this, like when bad things happen to you, that's like that feeling of rock bottom is like, that's the only way for new things to happen.
Yeah. So back to all the many lives that I feel like is where you get, it's like, well, gosh, how many, that's hangings and burnings and this. And it's,
I don't know. I just feel like I probably was consistently executed.
Just your energy. I see you more of like, I see you as somebody who was like trying to rule and be in charge and come up.
And
with
I got in trouble for it.
And speak your mind. Yeah. That's
and I
true.
Got, and I
that's
got in, true. And I got that, in trouble
okay,
for it.
I'll agree with that.
Whether it was rightfully so.
But like
or,
you could, what about like Queen Elizabeth?
I've never had that. I've never had that
queen energy.
No, I've never had that connection to her where I feel like that. No,
it was Marie Antoinette, like your soul. Like, is that who you felt?
I think I might have known her.
I could see that.
I think I might have known her. I've never felt like I was Marie Antoinette. That's never been a thing.
Okay.
You know, what's so funny is that one of the times that I was at Versailles, I used the same tour guide. And she told me that she thinks that I was, what's her name? Madame de Pompadour, whatever. Her best friend.
Really?
In a past life. The one that Rose Byrne plays yeah. in Marie Antoinette. And I'm like, I feel a little more responsible than that. Do you know what I mean? Because like that character in Marie Antoinette is just kind of like party girl.
No, if she says it, that's got to be true. I mean, think about how much of the history and walking around that place every day. That's probably true.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
That's fun.
It is fun. Queenie?
You should be here for Halloween.
Who?
Rose. Well, or what's her name? Sorry, I know actresses.
You don't have to twist my fucking arm.
You should be that for Halloween.
You know, I love to. Any excuse to make my Halloween costume. A corset with a giant ball gown, like that's all.
Yeah,
that's all I need. Yeah, okay, I'm into it, but I have to make it like a family.
Oh, right,
costume. That's the thing. Now you have to do. Oh,
nah,
you're
I don't
so
really do that.
You're so annoying that like the fact that you just like don't put effort into costumes just like irritates me.
Really?
Yeah, like I love everything about you, but that.
It's not going to change.
Ooh, there's a movie about her. Madame de Pompadour, right?
Send that to me.
Since the Marquise de Pompadour.
I'll watch it tonight.
It's a TV series.
Why don't you like to dress up?
In costume?
In costume.
Like if someone was like, it's a costume party, I'm like, I'm not going.
I know. That's why I'm asking you why you don't like to dress up in costumes.
It just doesn't sound fun for me.
You don't like to just fully lean in.
Not to a costume
party. Like you've never seen my Halloween costumes when you come and you're like, wow, that would be fun to wear. Like you love clothes.
No, I don't think, I think of, I can appreciate it. That's for sure. I can appreciate it even more because I'm like, I would never do that. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, wow, bow down that you put that much effort in. And like,
no, it's just like fun to wear and feel like, you're of a different time.
Yeah. You'd think actually
you
that
would
I
think
yeah.
that you would like it.
Mm-mm.
Do you feel like insecure? Is it like the way I feel about karaoke where it's like,
oh, I hate karaoke.
Too. I feel exposed where I'm like, why would I go karaoke and embarrass myself? Like, I just feel too vulnerable.
No.
Do costumes make you feel vulnerable?
No, because costumes is the opposite. You can become you can hide and like be a different person. I feel like,
but there is this like, do you think you're too cool for school? Cause you got to lean into your dorky side when it comes to costumes. So maybe you're just not a nerd. You know?
No, I'm probably just lazy. That's I mean, yeah, it's like a lot of effort. I feel like it's like, oh my gosh, okay, so now what are we going to do? Research, like accessories.
Yeah,
like,
that's so fun.
Details. But I for costume, hair, makeup, all of that, it's like I can't be bothered. Even with like every day, like I don't like to do a lot of like, if I've ever had to do hair and makeup for something, it's like, oh my gosh.
I don't think you would have liked the Gilded Age, Christina.
No, because they're not doing the powdered and the big hair and all
yeah, they
that.
Yeah, they've got some hairstyles going on.
But it's not, they've got like
lots of corsets.
Cool hat
takes a long time to like put them in their dresses.
Okay, fine. Then 1960s.
I think there's something here in the fact that you don't like costumes.
Okay, but let's just take that. And I don't like costumes, but I will lean in so hard to like a decorated theme party. If like, you're like, okay, I'm going to come over and we're going to have a garden party. I'll think of every detail and make this beautiful.
But will
garden
you dress
party.
The part of the part?
I mean, no, cause I wouldn't make that a theme. Like I wouldn't be like, come dressed as.
Why? It's so fun.
I don't know.
I think that you lack nerd energy. I really think that that's what it is. I think I figured it out. You're just not a nerd. You know, like I have nerd energy to me. Like I know I'm cool too.
Maybe I just didn't grow up with like a lot of like birthday themed parties and things like that. Maybe I wasn't encouraged. Like my mom never like princess dresses. Like maybe if I had more Harford's energy when she's little, where it was like encouraged, like let's play, let's do.
I don't even have to encourage that chick. That she demands to wear princess dresses. And now, like, I thought, you know, I Pinterested all of these photos of these mommy daughter duos in like matching beige chic ass outfits, trench coats, loafers, all that stuff. I thought that me and Harford were gonna be a sad beige team.
It's good. It's a phase. You'll see. She's not gonna be running around in princess dresses like as
you
like a 8-year old.
You don't know her then. No, like you. This kid is never going to be okay
but
with beige.
Almost all little girls go through like a princess.
No,
phase.
A lot of kids don't care. They don't know. A lot of kids don't care. When I tell you, like people, because I'll see people respond and be like, well, of course she's going to wear this. It's what you're buying her. I'm like, no. You should see her closet of all the chic ass clothes that I bought her. She will only wear the ugly princess's dress. Now I just go on Amazon. I've leaned in. I literally just Google like colorful tutu dress, cotton, so that I know that she's comfortable. And I just buy those in bulk because I'm like, fuck it. Literally,
there's going to be
it.
A day where she's like, I don't want to wear that. And you're going to be like, oh my God. Like, I feel like it's
she
just
tried
gonna
on,
happen.
No, she tried on jeans yesterday because one of her friends at school wears jeans.
See, but that's like the slow trend. That's going to happen.
No, but it was so me. She literally tried on jeans and she was like, they're uncomfortable around the waist. And I was like, I know. Jeans suck, don't they? They suck. Yeah. Take them off. You don't have to wear them. Aww. That's so cute that you tried. But it was such like a real moment where I'm like, yeah,
But they're how cute not, was it seeing her in jeans?
Oh my God, so cute. She had the cutest little sweater. I mean, I imagine. It was adorable. And yeah. She was like, no. And then she put on her Elsa dress and I'm like, fine, we just need to get out of the house. Like, so whatever. But what do you feel about like forcing your kid to have your aesthetic?
I'm like you, where originally I think I had this whole Pinterest, you know, like, oh, this is my little boy. He's going to have this. But now that River's getting older, he's so colorful,
mm-hmm.
and it almost feels weird starting to just keep put like, oh, like wear this little knitted beige sweater and yeah. this, like, and his room too has slowly become, and it's interesting because it's him. It's so him.
Yeah.
So his toys and his, some paintings we have in the room have, it's like slowly transitioned to color.
Yeah.
And when I look now, like we bought this print the other day, this airplane going through this big rainbow, and we were looking through the prints and there was like, just like, clouds and like a light blue sky, and I was like, oh, that's nice. But then I saw that, I'm like, that's River. Like he's made me start to choose like color.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Even now looking at outfits, he's getting older, I'm like, oh, going through, and if I see like all beige, I'm like, it's just not him.
You know, he wouldn't like it. Yeah. Hartford won't like it. So like they become who they are. Yeah. They like, you can't control like who yeah. they are. So I looked up all my kids, obviously, human design chart. I looked up your human design chart, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told you about it. And I'm gonna say a little something, whatever. But Hartford's, like, one of the things that's, like, her greatest gifts is that she's great at creating, like, beauty and, like, ornamenting things and making things more beautiful. And I'm like, that makes so much sense with the way that she, like, has to put on a pretty necklace and then she yep. has to match her underwear with her dress.
Really?
Yes, it's so freaking cute. And just the way that, like, when I do her hair in the morning, like, she doesn't say ponytail or braids. She names a princess. So each hairstyle is based on a princess.
So cute.
And I'm like, I see that in her already. She's just constantly trying to make things look pretty.
Yeah.
And, like, it just to read it in her human design chart too. I was like, oh my God, I'm like seeing little bits of her design already. And she's three.
Yeah.
But like when I looked up yours, I was like, I could have guessed it. So Christina.
Well, you've been asking me for like.
No, the ever. Fucking literally like I texted her like a psychopath. Like, when were you born? When were you born? When were you born? She like took weeks to get back to me. And she is a manifesting generator. Which, like, this makes so much sense because, okay, I have always wondered this about you. You have Heart Spring, okay, which is multiple things. Like, it's not just lip balm. You have the spray, soaps, okay. And now you also have Vicenti, which is your silk, like, dresses. Mm-hmm. So a line of silk dresses. And I've always wondered, like, how did she just go about and make those things happen? Because with manifestors, which what I am, I come up with ideas. I think it, mm-hmm. I say it, and then I have people around me. I have a team. I have Lo. I have Bo. I have other people that, you know what I'm saying? Agents, people to make those ideas happen. I wouldn't have the first fucking clue as to how to make any of my ideas come to real life. And you have done that multiple times. So it's like you have the idea and you actually can make it happen yourself. And I was like, she 100% is a manifesting generator. Like, how did you even know how to, like, I don't know, get a label made for your lip balm? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you even know how to like pour it in? And like, how did you know how to do anything?
Like, no, it feels like a blessing and a curse where I have all these ideas and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to execute it. And it can be hard sometimes, but you just research. You just have to learn, teach yourself. I mean,
boring.
It's all out there.
I have zero desire.
But generator. I feel like it's hard because, I mean, it can be hard though because I feel like sometimes it slows me down. Like, I wish I had more of someone being like, no, you should do this. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, no, I know how to do it. And I know how to think it. And it's like too many thoughts going on in my head. I would love if I could just sit back and say, I want to make a tinted lip balm. And then someone goes, okay, and does the other side of it and is like, let me look up the labels and how to make it and what color and what shade and this and that. Like, I'm jealous sometimes of those people that can just like have the idea and sit there and go like, I like that. I don't like that. Or I like, you know, it's like, but okay. I have to sometimes, I have to have my hands on it all.
That does sound exhausting.
It's exhausting, but rewarding, obviously, because you can sit back and go like, yeah, like I did all of that. You know,
see, I think the difference between a manifester and a manifesting generator is for me, it's work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, no, but that's like that's true.
Let me find the easiest route to get what I want. Whereas like you guys are hustling.
Yeah,
but she also knows exactly how she wants it. Whereas so, you have to tell other people, which sometimes you don't get exactly what you want or it takes longer.
I know. That's and true. I get so that does get annoying. But I have zero interest in learning how to do something.
Right.
Like when I say like it does not interest me at all to know how to do something. Like I bore.
Oh, see,
whereas
like
Lo loves to learn how to do something, loves to.
Yeah.
Like I know that I'm not like giving by me telling her like, okay, I want to do this. Will you figure this out? I'm not inconveniencing her. She wants to. She likes to learn.
Like, I can go down a rabbit hole like 12 at night on like a video of like how tennis balls are made in a factory. And I'm like, no way.
That's like, so funny because like the both of us, our brain power equals you.
Your brain. You, one person. Yeah.
Which is exhausting. But yeah. Again, at the end of the day, I can sit back and feel really good about like, okay, that's exactly what that shade of lip balm. You know, like I did so, like I probably would have went through a ton saying, no, that's not right. That's not right. Whereas I knew what shade I wanted. I was testing it on myself over and over and over, you know, and boom.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff I do is for myself. That's also maybe a problem is that I don't always, but I everything I do is like, well, I like this.
Well, no, I think that's just good business. And I feel like how I operate too. It's like, I want to create something that I want.
That's what I do.
Or like, I want to put out stuff that I would want to listen to or that like I...
That's everything I do.
It's like being selfish is like really like the key.
They're like, Stassi. Well, why do you...
Stassi.
Stassi. Yeah.
But really, like you have to... If you don't want your own product, then it's worthless.
Yeah.
Like you have to be its biggest fan.
Yeah. No, people ask me about Heartspring. They're like, well, what makes it? I'm like, well, I like it. I use... all of it, like everything, every day. Like I don't have a handbag or an area where there isn't a tinted lip balm. Like it is, and I've tried other ones. It's just like, no, but this is just because I literally created it for myself.
Yeah. No, I'm just like so impressed. And it's just another piece of proof, if you will, that this human design shit is not cuckoo.
Yeah, when you sent me screenshots just alone of what mine was, I was like, I feel so seen. This is wild, reading through everything.
Did you end up downloading the app?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you, I mean...
What's River?
Oh, I haven't done him.
You weirdo.
Too.
How have you not thought to do that? That was like literally the first thing that I did when Messer was born.
I guess because he's only one. I don't know. I didn't do it.
What's his birthday and birth time?
His birthday is March 15th, and he was born at 12, I want to say 36 at night.
A.M.
Okay, keep going. I'll tell you when I get it.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. And you'll better know how to parent based on what his needs and energies are.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I'm looking at my kids' stuff has been... so fun.
What is Messer?
A manifester. See, and I'm going to know exactly how to parent him because I know exactly what I need.
I feel like River isn't a manifester. I don't know why.
Do you want to know what he is?
Is he a manifester?
He's a manifesting generator.
No! Love that for you! Oh, we both have sons that are our same thing. What's his
profile? 3-5, the great life experimenter.
What was your profile? I think it was something with the word chill or something in it, right?
I don't even know.
Calm. Something with the word calm or chill.
Wait, I love that.
That's really cool that you have that.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think he's a manifester because I feel like he's like, just wants to get it done, which that kind of makes sense.
It says he's an guessed a generator and an experimenter.
Okay. I would have guessed a generator, but the manifest. I love that.
That's really, really
Thanks
cute.
For looking that up. That's so cute.
Yeah. So I want you to talk a little bit about Vicente.
Yeah, it's my new little baby. It's
also chic ass fucking name, chic ass logo, chic Instagram.
Thank you. Yeah,
chic way of packaging it. Chic, chic, chic.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's me and my partner, my best friend who worked on it. So I have to give her a lot of credit because she's a graphic designer. So she did a lot of the logo and we went through a process of like picking fonts and stuff. We wanted the logo to be minimal, like the dresses.
Yeah.
And then I love a good slip dress. Like if in my closet, like I feel like I have variations of different slip dresses.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of like an idea me and her had where, and she's the same. And so we were like, wouldn't it be fun? Every time I wear a slip dress, I get complimented. Every single time.
This is my question. Like, how did you know where to go and get a fabric? and test it out and feel it.
It doesn't just come to you. You don't just wake up and go, I'm going to go to Augustine downtown, the seamstress. And then you go, like, you wake up and you're like, okay, how can I? So I asked a good friend of mine who's she actually made this sweater. She's like a knit. She designs. She's amazing, talented. But she
shout her out.
It was handmade. So, but Seuss.
Oh,
Suss. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I was like, okay, who do I know? If that's what it is. Is you resources? Like you just wake up and you go like, all right, you go on the internet, which is huge. Like you could Google anything and find out something. But I woke up that morning. I remember it was like, all right, let's get things going. We want to make these slip dresses. Like, I feel like it's such a classic, beautiful piece. Everyone should have it in their wardrobe.
Never goes out of style.
Right. I wanted something timeless. So I'm like, okay, who do I know that could maybe give me a contact? And there's multiple people I know that work in the fashion industry. She was the first person who came to mind. She was like open arms. I'll tell you what you need to know. And I just sat down. You learn. Everything you do is learn. Like, if you really want to know it, you just sit down and ask questions and then you learn. And so I asked all the right questions since she led me in the direction and I found the perfect seamstress that I was like working hands on, going downtown every day, trying on different fabrics.
Wow.
And yeah.
It's just
and then
so
from there, you're learning too. You have to be really vulnerable too. Like I remember my first time going in, I was like, this is my first time doing this. Like I have no clue what I'm doing. And he was teaching me. And then like little by little, you just start to kind of know more and more. And then we worked on this slip dress for like a year. And the coloring, that was fun too, picking out the silk.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's made in LA, so I could like go downtown and make a change if I wanted to. It was fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You were an entrepreneur. You have two fucking
so are you.
Businesses. I don't feel like an entrepreneur.
What?
I just feel like Stassi.
Stassi.
I don't know. I just don't. Cause like, I just wouldn't know how to get things done. So like, I just feel, sometimes I feel like I'm tricking everyone into me being successful. Like, how did I manage to like get here? Like,
no, but I think,
how did I trick all of you?
Oh, I have like, this feeling all the time where I'm like, when you have two businesses, I'm like, yeah, stop. Like,
no, I know it's imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And no matter what, I just feel like I'm going to have it forever. Like we all have it. Everyone has imposter syndrome. But like, I genuinely feel like, how the fuck did I trick people into listening to this podcast, into following me on Instagram, into like buying my book, into giving a shit at all about anything that I have to say? How did I trick you?
Stop.
And
stop it.
That's all the time we have for today. You guys, go
Stassi.
Check out Christina Kelly's, both the HeartSpring and Vicente, the label on Instagram. The links will be there to buy them.
Yeah, website's there. Everything's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you so much, my Gilded Age queen.
This was fun. This was really fun. I'm excited about this new transition. This is
like, this is what it is
going
now.
Going back to the old ways. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the old shit.
It feels good.
All right. Bye, guys.